Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking how to HGTV your house for less.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, raise your hand if you are as addicted to HGTV as I am. I mean, I swear, I think like every Saturday and Sunday, I could probably just sit on the couch for hours and hours and watch a combination of the new show Hometown, which is actually one of my favorites. If you've not checked that one out, definitely check that one out. Fixer Upper, I mean, who doesn't love Fixer Upper? Seriously, Property Brothers. I mean, this is big business. Like, they've created a whole entire channel with multiple shows that are all making a lot of money just on strategies to renovate your house, whether it is, you know, buying a fixer-upper or renovating a house you already have, or whether you're deciding whether to buy a new house or to renovate your house. I mean, there are so many different show plot lines. It's crazy out there, but it's so addictive. I mean, in just, you know, what, like a half hour, an hour to see this dump of a house, really, because that's really what they show you on TV, just completely renovated into something that is awe-inspiring. I mean, a lot of times I'm like, wait a minute, there's no way that they spent the budget that they spent. They had to have spent so much more money because it just doesn't feasibly look like it can cost, you know, what they estimate on the shows. But I know, you know, when you're on one of those shows, you get some freebies, you get some things thrown in. That's part of the perks of being on those shows. Even though I know that they try and kind of con us into thinking that, you know, no, the homeowner paid for all of this by themselves. I'm like, right, exactly. But, you know, sometimes it is better to buy a house that's less expensive and upgrade it to your liking. But renovations, honestly, they can get so expensive, right? We watch HGTV, that is a tongue twister, say that 10 times. And then we, you know, suddenly we feel like we're renovation pros. And, you know, we're talking about all these different things that we want to do to our house, but it all adds up, you know, to sometimes an exorbitant amount of money. But sometimes it actually ends up being cheaper than going out and buying a brand new home where somebody's done, you know, all the stuff for you. And then you want to renovate something. You've already paid for the renovations, usually kind of built into the cost of the house. So a lot of things to think about when you're thinking about buying a house or renovating a house. And after, you know, I've bought a house before and sold a house, and I remember going through that process, and I remember, like, foolishly, I was in my basically early 20s. I remember thinking, you know, we'll knock down this wall and we'll push this back and we'll make the master bedroom bigger. Oh, and we'll just, you know, we'll just do this and do that. And we'll just, you know, swap the sink to the other side of the kitchen and, like, all of these things. And then when push came to shove and I actually saw what all that would cost, I was like, wait, it costs how much to just take down a wall? Okay, well, maybe I'll rethink my strategy, right? And then you always go over the budget. You know, usually I always tell people to estimate 25 to 30% over whatever the budget is amount. And sometimes it ends up going, you know, 30, 40, 50% over because things just happen, you know, especially when they're knocking down walls or pushing something out. You know, they don't know what they're going to get into. Electrical problems, plumbing problems, you know, all of these things that are so foundation problems. Oh my gosh, that's another one. Like all of these things that are so expensive, you know, always come up. And so it's a really good idea while we're talking about how to do this for less to also talk about the reality of it, that you've got to bake in this extra cost. And if it doesn't happen, well, you may be one of the only people where this didn't actually happen. But if it didn't happen, then you've got extra cash, which is, you know, never a bad thing. And then there are some really good investments when you're talking about renovating your house, you know, upgrading kitchens and bathrooms. Those are two things that are always going to win in resale value. They have the wow factor, right? People walk in and it's like, okay, what's the kitchen like? What are the bathrooms like? Which it always cracks me up. Like a bathroom, like we're so fixated on what a bathroom looks like. And you know, I know you guys listening to the podcast, you guys spend a lot of time in the bathroom. I think us ladies tend to have the strategy of just kind of get in and get out. But nevertheless, for some reason, psychologically speaking, we love our bathrooms. We like them to look nice. And then you can cut on some costs that maybe aren't as critical to resale value. You know, painting walls or, you know, just certain fixtures and certain things that people aren't going to pay attention to, usually aren't worth spending a ton of money on. But before you go all HGTVing on your house, there are three things that I really want you to keep in mind so that you can at least try to not make your costs skyrocket. You know, it's hard, like once you're in the middle of a renovation, sometimes you're stuck. You know, if I have a lot of people who've come to ask me like, hey, what can I do? Like I'm in the middle of this renovation and the costs are already, you know, 30, 40, 50% over. And I don't have the cash. I don't know what to do. And it's like, well, your house is already torn down, or you know, there's bits of it that are torn apart. I'm like, you know, that we have to figure out some solve in order for that just to get back. So a lot of times it's about like, okay, where can we actually cut the cost? But it happens all the time. So it's you know, it's this hard thing because I know when I think about, you know, next house I want to buy, I do think about wanting to buy a house that isn't as nice and doing, you know, an HGTV makeover on it, at least attempting to, not on my own. I'm definitely smart enough to know not to try that on my own. I think that's probably like one of the safest ways to elicit a lot of fights with your spouse too. I don't know if anybody listening has actually done a renovation with your spouse. If you've done it and you guys never gotten an argument, I'm giving you a high five right now because I don't even know how that, I mean, I would argue over the color of the wall, you know, probably endlessly. So I can only imagine when you get into something, you know, more complex, like you're trying to put in tiling or you're trying to put in, I don't know, you know, a shower stall or kitchen appliances or something like that. It's just, that's one thing where I'm all for hiring the pros. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Now, I will definitely DVR some of my favorite episodes in order to show them things that I like. But I also know that, sometimes they overdo it on the HGTV shows. I mean, it looks so amazing, but it almost looks too nice. Like you can't actually live in it. So I think there's a good balance. I mean, it's TV, right? So they got to be kind of like over the top. But the first thing that you should really think about is it's so easy to think, especially if you have a good credit score, that you're just going to use your credit cards to get some leverage with contractors. And this is really where I've learned that cash is king, right? Or a form of cash not known as credit cards. So interestingly enough, 39% of first-time homebuyers use credit cards to renovate their homes. That's actually a really high percentage, I think, which can come with just super high interest rates. And also, this is the thing that people don't know about. It can increase your fees with the contractors because now they're going to have to pay the credit card fees too. So, I mean, it can jack up your costs by an extra 3-5%. So one way around this really is just to obtain some sort of financing that gives you a lump sum, right? The whole piggy bank of money up front so there are no fees with the contractor, but also so that you're not paying credit card interest rates. Because remember, those are the highest. We're talking easily, you know, 7-8% plus, you know, a lot of people's credit card interest rates, they're in the like 20%. And that just gets, I mean, that can easily turn your, you know, $25,000 remodel into a $50,000 to $60,000 remodel by the time you've actually paid it off. So paying with this lump sum or some sort of cash equivalent allows you to get top contractors with a deposit and really have power to negotiate for a lower bid, because you're not using that credit card. They're not going to have to pay those fees. And you're like, hey, I've got cash, or, you know, some form of cash. And, you know, let's get this bid as low as we can. And the other thing is, never get a bid, with just one contractor. Always get at least three different options. And this really goes for anything. I mean, anytime you're having to get any major purchase, at least get three people. And that's, I think, really just for you to know whether you're getting a good deal or not. But then also, I mean, it's just the way competition works, right? So you start pitting them against each other. And suddenly, you know, even if you slash, you know, 5% off the cost, that's still a large number. If we're talking about like a big home remodel, that can be a lot of money. So it's always a good idea. At least get three, even if you know pretty much the person you want to go with. Just get two others for just the heck of it. And, you know, let them know that they're in competition, because that's the only way that they can actually kind of work for your business, right? And another thing that's, you know, kind of a not great factor with HGTV in your home is really the chance of foreclosure. And I see this happen a lot because, you know, renovating homeowners, they face losing their homes. And what I mean by that is there are a lot of financing options out there that are tied to your home, like a home equity line of credit, which it can be a good idea. However, it's always with a bit of pause, a bit of caution, right? So home equity line of credits, it's kind of like a credit card where you have an available amount of money that you can draw upon. So let's say you get approved for a $50,000 home equity line of credit, but you only need $25,000. Then technically you have $25,000 of available credit, right? And you're only paying interest on that 25%. There are some pros to home equity lines of credit, and there are some cons to home equity lines of credit. One of the cons is that it's a variable rate, right? So it's whatever your rate is going to be prime plus some percentage. So when we're in like a fluctuating interest rate environment, like we're in now, and probably for the next couple of years, you know, your payment is probably going to go up and up and up. How much? I don't know. I can't tell you, right? I'm not looking at your specifics, but it will adjust. It will fluctuate. And so a lot of times, you know, if you're like just barely able to afford the remodel and you have a home equity line of credit and then the payment starts creeping up, you know, a lot of times people just go, forget it. I'm just going to do foreclosure. I'm just going to walk away from the house. I don't even want to deal with this, right? And of course, that has all sorts of ramifications. It screws your credit and blah, 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 et cetera, right? So the whole point is you want to set yourself up for success as best as you can. And just don't get in a situation where, you know, failure is a probable outcome, because then all of this is for nothing, right? You know, you could just do small things to your house. You don't have to go all HGTV on your house. You don't have to totally fix every single nook and cranny. I think that's a bit unrealistic. You know, even on shows like Fixer Upper, you know, they may show you three or four rooms, but all the other rooms in the house, they've fixed them up, but certainly not to the extent that they've done those other rooms. You know, they may have, I don't know, taken down the popcorn ceiling. They may have painted. Maybe there's new carpeting or new flooring or something like that, but it's mild stuff. It's not stuff that is ridiculously expensive. And the last thing is, I mean, this is kind of like a duh, of course, but you would be surprised at the people who don't do this. It's calculate what your total costs are ahead of time, but including interest. You know, if you leave out interest, you don't have a really good scope of how much this thing is going to actually cost you, right? And of course, that's how people want to, we buy cars that way. We put you know, we charge on a credit card, we student loans that way. And then we look at like the actual cost with interest, like it can make you want to throw up. You know, I remember the first time I did that from my student loan from my MBA, I was like, I'm going to be paying back how much? And it wasn't even a high interest rate. So, you know, it's good just to know, even though I know sometimes it sucks knowing what the numbers are, this is definitely one of the cases where you should know your numbers. And so there are lots of calculators out there. I'm going to put a link to a loan calculator from a company called Hearth, which is actually doing some cool things. I found them online, and they're kind of like a fintech, financial technology startup company in Silicon Valley. And the premise is to really help millennial homebuyers find affordable, risk-free loans, that's in their words, to refinance renovations. And so what they really want to say is like, hey, don't turn to your credit cards, don't get a home equity line of credit necessarily, come check us out and see if we can help you improve on financing that is as easy as using your credit card, but much cheaper. And so I checked them out. I think it's kind of an interesting concept. I'm going to put a link in the show notes if you want to head over and check them out. Again, I haven't done a whole lot of research on them, but I think it is a, you know, there are all these companies now springing up trying to offer solutions for millennials because, you know, we got kind of a raw bag of goods, right? We got crazy student loans. We've got a crazy economy. There's just a lot of things that are tough for especially younger millennials. And so I think this is an interesting concept. Again, I don't know exactly how viable it is, but it's at least worth checking out if you're thinking about going all HGTV on your house. And, you know, I always tell people like the more information you can get, the better. So why not check out some innovative companies like this that are trying to do things differently and just see if it fits for you? It may or may not work. But again, it's worth a shot. It's way better than just pulling out your credit card and using your credit card. So at the end of the day, it's knowing your homework, do your homework and know your costs, your actual real costs, and help that figure out what you can actually afford. For instance, don't just binge watch a bunch of episodes of Fixer Upper right before you make renovation decisions. That's probably a really bad decision. In fact, you may want to go on like a hiatus, like a 30-day, 60-day, maybe longer hiatus, right? Because I think you just get yourself so confused, and then it's like we think we've got to have this total model perfect home. And in reality, that's probably not the case. Yes, there are definitely some rooms where remodeling and spending more money are going to potentially have a better payoff for you if you sell your house. Or hey, you just want it to look that way, right? But I'm all about like, is there a way that we can have the same effect, that we can have that HGTV effect in your house, but for cheaper, right? And I think that should be kind of your mentality when you're going into renovation, when you're talking with contractors, when you're trying to figure this out. It's like, hey, you know, I want to go all HGTV on my house. However, I want to be smart. So where are the areas that I can cut back, where I can maybe buy material that isn't quite expensive? And then where are the places where, you know, the few places, the little tiny handful of places where you should dump more money into? You know, there's a lot of things that aren't sexy, like the plumbing and like the roof, you know, and the electrical. Those aren't sexy things. You don't see those. You don't look at this. Somebody doesn't come over to your house for dinner. It's like, man, you have amazing plumbing. That never happens, right? Nobody has ever said that. Except I know from buying my first house that plumbing is ridiculously important. I spent probably about $25,000 having to fix the entire plumbing to the house. I just didn't know it was bad. And it was just like the nightmare day where just they kept knocking on my door and we were like, and it's going to cost more money. And now it's going to cost more money. And now it's going to cost even more money. I'm like, I am running out of money on something that nobody's going to see. But those are things to think about when you buy your house. And so, you know, use people that have done this before. Watch HGTV for inspiration, for design ideas, for all those sorts of things. And then find some pros who are really good at this, where they can help you figure out, like, okay, I wouldn't waste your money here, but I would spend money here, et cetera, right? Because at the end of the day, it's not like, let's say you had $50,000 for renovating your house. It's not who can spend the $50,000 the fastest. It's who can be the smartest with the $50,000 and maybe spend, you know, a quarter less than that and bank that money and do something good with that money, or just not have to come up with that kind of cash, right? So again, I understand it. You know, I watch HGTV. I salivate all the time. I think of all the amazing walls and spaces I want to create. And I go back to wanting to burst open walls and all of that craziness, even though I know it's not always the smartest thing to do. So watch HGTV, get inspired, and then do your homework, right? Save some cash and do some other good things with that money. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game, Instagram at millennial_money. And hey, if you love our podcast, please, please, please share it with your friends. I would definitely appreciate it. And head on over to iTunes. The link is in the show notes, and leave us a 5-star review.